This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Tracy Gregoire. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down, have some lunch over at Midtown Cafe. She has in the soup pot today, she has a homemade broccoli and cheese soup. I stayed away from it because it goes directly to my hips. And but it looks really, really good. It looks very good.
I love soup, especially in the fall.
Oh, it's the best time of year to have soup. Love it, love it, love it. I love making soup. And Daryl this weekend made apple pie, homemade apple pie. We were at my mom. My mom makes a really good apple pie. I'm not a big dessert kind of person. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it, but, you know, that's not my first go-to item, really. I'd rather have, like, a burger and fries or something.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm all about the sweets, but generally not when the sweets contain fruit. It needs to be just chocolate, 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 chocolate. Oh, but no, I do like a really good apple pie or apple crisp.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream.
A nice good apple crisp. You know, yes. A couple bites, I'm good. It's not, like I said, it's not really my thing. But you know what? We may as well, because we're talking about pie, today's National Food Holiday is, first of all, it's Family Day. Spend time with your kids today.
Nice.
And it is also National Strawberry Cream Pie Day.
Okay.
Strawberry cream pie.
I don't know. Say fruit. It's got fruit in it.
Yeah, right. It's true. And then I sent this to Michael Helpley Pierce. It is Saint, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but Wenceslas Day, patron of beer brewers. Brewers. So there we go. But pie, it was some little facts and trivia on pie because we were just talking about it. May as well go right into it. 36 million Americans say apple pie is their favorite. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. Yep. Now, this I find a little strange. 75 million Americans prefer milk with their pie. I can see milk
and cookies,
cake or cookies, but with pie? Ooh, I don't know. I don't even like milk.
I don't think I would. I think I would be drinking water with pie.
Yeah, me
wash
too.
It down, kind
Ooh.
Of. Yeah,
I don't know. 6 million Americans. This is kind of funny. 6 million American men, ages 35 to 54, have eaten the last slice of pie and denied it. Isn't that awesome?
Wait, how many?
I think 6 million.
I think it's probably higher. That number is probably much higher because they denied it. They're not admitting to it. So
true.
I think it's probably higher than that.
That's pretty funny. more than one third of Americans say they've eaten pie in bed.
I have never done that.
That's kind of funny. That's funny. But anyway, that's about it on pie. So how was your weekend, Tracy?
It was great. Went to the Patriots game yesterday.
Yes.
Hadn't been in a while. And
how fun is that?
Beautiful weather. Picture perfect day.
I mean, yes. It's been so, yeah. I mean, today, what a perfect day today is, too.
Absolutely. And the Patriots not only won.
Crushed them. We were watching.
So that always makes it even better when you leave a perfect game. Perfect weather.
And they crushed them.
And they crushed them, yeah. So it was a good day.
Oh, nice.
How about you?
Yeah, we really hung around the house this weekend. You know, we did go and get, we love pho. And pho is like a Vietnamese noodle soup.
Oh, okay.
Quite healthy also. It's very spicy. You can get it spicy. You don't have to get it spicy, but we got it spicy. We were like sweating. but the new Golden Bowl opened. It's called Pho Golden Bowl. They had closed. They were over on Queen City Ave, and they closed, and they relocated to right here around the corner across from the Verizon on Lake Ave.
Uh-huh.
And they finally just opened because it's been a good couple months that they haven't been around. Two
oh,
or
I
three
saw
months.
A new place open up there. I didn't realize
well,
that. Okay.
The corner is Queen's Pub. Did you see that?
Yes, but next to that.
Right, it's two up from it.
I did see that.
Yeah. So, and they were packed on Saturday. We went Saturday at like noontime and had some pho, and it was very good.
I'll have to try that
out. Yeah. We have our favorite place that we go to. It's in Nashua. It's called Tan Tan. I probably tend to like Tan Tan's a little bit better, but
it's nice to have a little bit closer location.
Right. Well, and that, you know, that's the thing, you know, but then again, you know, you get in the car, you're there in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's really not that big of a deal, but yeah, no, but it was good. It was very good.
So I have a funny sweating story for you.
Uh-oh.
Since you said that. Friday, my husband decided he wanted some of the ghost pepper chicken from, wings from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wild Wings at the mall. Oh. So the ghost ones?
Yeah. They're limited time. It's supposed to be really hot, clearly.
Yeah.
So he gets a to-go thing and starts eating them in the car. And I'm like, don't you want to wait till you get home? You know, something to drink, anything? And so he said no. And he was doing okay, but he says nothing is hot. We've discussed this before. Nothing is hot to him. He was sweating. I felt his forehead, and he was sweating. I'm like, you doing okay over there? And he said, yeah, he's fine. So we get home, and he asks our boys if they want to try it. And, of course, my youngest is like, no way. My oldest decides he'll take a bite. It took a pretty good chunk. And tried to act really cool about
it's not even the first reaction, it's like a little later after.
Yeah, so he's fine at first, and then he's like, you see him starting to, like, his eyes tear up a little bit. He goes to the refrigerator and grabs the ketchup bottle, and it's a squeeze ketchup bottle,
and he squirts it in
and he starts drinking the ketchup, and then he poured a glass of milk and guzzled it, and then he went and ate more ketchup, and then he poured another glass of milk, and he did that for a good 5 minutes until it went away.
That with one bite.
I wish I had that on video. One bite.
Oh my. And how many did your husband eat? He
whatever the whole order, whatever it came with. It was probably six, I would think.
Six or eight anyway.
Yeah, the boneless ones.
Oh my gosh. Can
someone explain to me why you would want to do that to yourself?
I know, that's a thing. And that is why I like sriracha so much.
Because it's not
sriracha,
quite as bad.
You know, it gives you that hot, but it has flavor to it. It's good. You know, when you're eating hot like that, to me it's just
painful.
Yeah, it is. It's painful.
I don't want to be in pain while I'm eating.
And you're not really enjoying it. Although, apparently, Eddie likes it.
He enjoys it.
So.
He does.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. And then yesterday, because last week, Mike was in with Chef Patrick. And Chef Patrick brought his pizza pizzazz, because Mike makes homemade pizzas at home. The dough rolls it out, mm-hmm. the whole bit, you know. Well, when we were talking about that the week before, of doing Pizza Week last week, Chef Patrick said, you know, I got a pizza pizzazz. I'll bring that in. We can cook it right there. It's like this thing. You plug it in. It twirls around.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, check out my Facebook page.
Okay. I'll go look.
So the pizza pizzazz was here last week, and I bought one. So I had that. And I didn't make my dough. I went to the grocery store and bought, you know, dough. But I actually took a roller pin and I rolled it out on my counter and everything, which
I never do
that stuff. But you know what I did with it? I took Shelley Wolcott's Healthy Solution Spice Blends.
Ooh.
I don't remember which one I used. I did some Cajun on top, but then I put in it, I think it was the lemon, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was
I know what you're talking about. I like that one.
Yep. Yeah.
Lemon scallop, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. And I put that in the dough and you know, kneaded the dough with it in it. And I put quite a bit so that it would, you know. Oh, my. Now, the only thing that I did wrong, and I put on it, you know, I put fresh corn like Mike had done last week, which would you ever think of doing that on a pizza?
No, I didn't. I hadn't.
Oh, my God. It was delicious. And I had little bits of hamburger, little bits of pepperoni. And a couple different kinds of cheeses. Oh, and I also took a poblano pepper. I sliced it. I sauteed it a little bit in olive oil and then put it on because I wanted it to be, like, really cooked. But it was really good. But the only thing I did wrong, I had too much dough. Like, it was too thick.
Yeah, I like mine a little thinner,
I like
too.
Mine a lot thinner. Like, I didn't realize how much that dough ball would make, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it probably would have made two of what I made. And I don't like a thick crust, so.
Well,
plus, it's too fattening.
Tailgating yesterday. So we tailgate right. And actually, that's something I would... If there's
pizza
anybody,
pizzazz.
Well, they didn't. They had an actual pizza oven, like this big metal box that they plug in, and it was a pizza oven, and they made pizza right there. But so this is what I would like. Maybe if somebody wants to call in and kind of talk about what they do for food at tailgating, because the way that you know we do it, and we have a huge group of people, we rent a storage unit. We have a grill the size of this island that's sitting right in front of us where we're in the studio here. And it's giant. And we do everything from, you know, obviously pizza to steak to filet mignon to they do breakfast sandwiches in the morning. And then
what time do you get
lobster
there?
Sometime. Well, we used to get there 5 or 6 hours before, but there's a new rule that you can only get there 4 hours before now. And then we tailgate afterwards as well while we wait for the traffic to die down. But it's such an amazing, like, just the whole thing is about the food and, you know, all the amazing different things that people bring and cook up. It's really a lot of fun.
We'll have to do a show on tailgating.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If anybody wants to call in and talk about what they did yesterday,
866-823-1077. You can give us a call, talk about tailgating if you'd like. I have never been to a Patriots game, and I've never
so
ever
much fun.
Tailgated either.
That's my favorite part. I go for the tailgating. It's so much fun.
And if I were to go to a game, I would want to go to one now because I could not do it in the winter. There's no way. I don't like cold.
Yeah,
I
don't either.
I'm not good when I'm cold.
I used to go to every single game, and now my brother-in-law goes with my ticket and with my husband, and I stay home with the kids. I'm okay with that because I used to love to go before we had kids, but I'm like being warm in my house now.
Exactly. Forget it.
That's no why it's, yesterday was so amazing. I was so happy to get to go because it was gorgeous.
Perfect day for a game. Absolutely perfect. Nice. Let me see. So the show today coming up, we will be joined with in place of Rocco, we have our very own Lori Gooley. And Steve Gamlin is coming in place of Rocco. And then at the top of the hour, we'll be talking with Randy Clemens. And listeners, we will be talking about cast iron cooking. So that's one of Shelley Wolcott's favorite things to
do. I did not
she
know
cooks
that.
With a cast iron pan.
We've
all
been doing it a lot
time.
More lately. So I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. And then later on, we'll be with Steve Freeman, Wake the Health Up America. We're going to talk about the Manchester Food Co-op and all that. So. Stay tuned. We're going to go on a short break, and we will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me is Tracy Gregoire. It is Healthy Monday, although you wouldn't have known that by us talking about pie and tailgating first 15 minutes or so. So let's revamp here.
All right. Well, here's a little healthy. Welcome one of our, thank one of our sponsors.
There you go. Go ahead.
Healthy. It's right in the title. Healthy Solutions Spice Blends.
Exactly.
Healthy Solutions Spice Blends.com.
Perfect.
So there, that's, we just segued into healthy.
We just
and
did.
How about another one? Integrity Healthy Health Coaching Solutions also has health in the name. So we're doing good.
Which is who is here for.
They're out of Bedford and Londonderry, integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company.
Bedford, Londonderry, and North Conway.
Oh, that's right. See, I heard that recently.
Yes. North Conway is the location that is for men and women. Bedford and Londonderry is just women only, and North Conway is the brand new one that's only been open just weeks.
Right.
So why
don't
you give us an update on North Conway?
Sure. Can I segue into an unhealthy moment for a moment? My buddy Steve over here comes walking in with a cookie.
Is that what that was?
Steve!
I thought that was breakfast.
On Monday?
It was oatmeal raisin. Oatmeal healthy, raisin healthy. Raisin.
There you go.
See?
Sugar.
I ate around the sugar.
Did it work?
No.
What, did you pick the raisins off?
No, I tried to shake the sugar off. Oatmeal's healthy. I eat it. Raisins are healthy.
True.
Apparently,
I'm not into raisins.
Invisible sugar. Bad. But I'm here.
So, yes, we have our grand opening happening in North Conway, 1857 White Mountain Highway, on October 1st through the 3rd. We will be having prizes throughout the day. We have grand prizes. We have a limousine and dinner for Stonehurst Manor, 55-inch TV, Fitmark cooler, which is, they're really awesome coolers.
Nice.
I have to tell you, they come with little containers, portion control size. So if you need help with that, those are awesome.
I think that is that like, I have a lunchbox.
Yeah,
like a pink
that's
one.
Exactly
I
what you have.
I love
yeah.
that lunchbox.
I use it
all the time.
Sorry. That'll come with a $100 gift certificate to the store as well.
Nice.
Those are great prizes.
And we'll have other prizes throughout the day. Current members can win. They'll get extra chances of winning if they bring somebody with them and they happen to join. So every person they bring, if they bring five people and those five people join, they get five chances at winning these prizes.
Nice.
Also, on October 3rd only, Miss New Hampshire, Holly I'm Holly sorry. Blanchard. Yes, Holly Blanchard. I forgot her last name. Sorry. She'll be there at 1 o'clock on October 3rd. So if you want pictures or you want to meet her, she'll be there at 1 o'clock.
Nice. Oh, yeah. That's fun. So that's happening this week.
Yep, this week on October 1st through 3rd.
And that's at the North Conway location. It's grand opening for the brand new North
just
Conway.
North Conway, yep. Yes. Yes, perfect. Correct. So if you haven't joined yet or you just want to check it out and see what's going on, come on down. We'll be there. Having fun.
Now, the first is Wednesday. Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep. Ooh, yep. Okay. Thursday, Friday, nice. Saturday. Starts at 10 o'clock on every day. October 1st is 10 to 7. October 2nd is 10 to 6. October 3rd is 10 to 4.
Perfect. Very fun.
Yeah. Cool. And I'm sure you'll have beautiful foliage pictures to take by then,
yes.
too.
Yeah. It should be really nice. Yeah. Almost getting to the peak. Yep. Almost, right?
I feel like it's barely starting.
It's a little late this year, but up north is probably more colorful now than
it was
turning
a while ago when I was heading north. Like a month ago, it had even started turning. So
I haven't been up there. I got to get up there.
Yeah. So I am looking at the weekly Monday, if you belong to Integrity Health, or you don't even have to belong. I think you can just go to integrityfit.com and you can sign up for the weekly newsletter, correct?
Yep.
Correct. And you know what? I highly recommend it because it's so informational. There's always all kinds of tips and tips and tricks, and you can even go into the website and there's recipes and all kinds of stuff. But Steve Gamlin, who is joined here today with Lori, you always write an article in it. And
yes.
I always just find actually last week's article got me back to the gym.
Really?
Nice.
It did.
Wow.
It did.
Thank you.
It did.
And you're welcome, I guess. I'm not sure which answer to give. I would just bow, but the listeners can't see that.
Thank you. Yes. No, you really, really did. And now I'm really curious. I didn't get to read this yet. I got into work late today, so I didn't read up on my emails, but I'm looking at the your headline. It says, just imagine there's frosting on your dumbbells.
Yeah. That was actually inspired.
What's that all about?
By the last time I was on here, Lori and I always talk before we're going to be on the radio show. Well, you know, from her side, it's the health and the fitness. From my side, it's the positivity with a dose of real life and also some humor. So one day I just came up with this idea that too many people are out there just doing cupcake curls. Basically, you know, their arm moves towards their face and stuff something in their pie hole, and it's not always healthy. So I said, well, imagine going to the gym and just imagine this frosting on the dumbbells. So you're doing curls at the gym. You're still doing the same motion. But my whole thing with working out is, and I'm relatively healthy. I've got to get a bit healthier in my habits. Make it fun. If you have not been on a healthy journey in a while, don't be one of those people like they do with New Year's resolutions. That all of a sudden at New Year's Eve when the clock strikes midnight, you're a changed person because you're probably drunk and tying a bed sheet around your neck thinking you're super workout dude now. You have to understand that you have to get gradually back into this. We make decisions, but in my opinion, we have to make it fun. And Lori and I were actually chatting about ideas over the weekend, getting ready for today's show. And I thought, you know, if you just pick out 5 songs to work out to, just say this first week, I'm just going to work out for 5 songs. And that's it. And then I can leave and I can be okay with that. And my first thought was just don't make them 5 Ramones songs because that's 11 minutes and that's not right.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, 5 songs by the Ramones. No, every minute and a half they go 1, 2, 3, 4 and it's another song. But just pick 5 songs. If you have an iPod or an iPad, put 5 songs in a list and just say, okay, I have to stay moving and exercising for this much time. And usually about 12 to 15 minutes is my make or break. You know, I'll do 15 minutes on the elliptical and then I'll go around and do a circuit of machines. And people ask me, well, how often during that first 15 minutes do you want to quit? And I say, the truth, every minute.
Every stinking
every minute. You know, I'll get a little hiccup in my breathing and go, oh no, that could be bad. And I'll just, my brain will say, we have to stop working out now.
Yeah, it's like you do this little tug of war in your head.
Oh, it's horrible.
Absolutely.
It's horrible.
That's
so
why I do watch the news though when I'm there. And that seems to get me, you know, because I'm usually there early.
Yep.
And I'll watch, you know, Channel 9 news. And you know what I do? I look at the clock on Channel 9.
Yep.
And I'll go, okay, when it's 6:13, I'll be ready. Because I don't like to look down at the machine. Because then I always get disappointed when I look down at the machine. It's only at like 3 minutes or something. So I always look at that. I'm always watching the news.
And you know, if you bring a buddy with you,
Michelle and I go together.
You know, if you like go on the treadmill. I mean, I hate cardio. Okay, I hate it.
The elliptical? I can't even do it a minute.
I would rather lick lint than do cardio. Okay,
I don't know how many calories you get licking lint.
I hate it.
I'll bring my dryer vent to the gym if you want to get a good workout. It's gonna be cleaned.
But if you bring someone with you, and you're just talking.
You talk.
Like, yes, all of a sudden, you look down and you're like, I've been on here for 20 minutes already. Like,
yeah, but you're not supposed to do that with your cardio, though, according to Rocco.
No, but no, you're not supposed to go for long periods of time. But if you are struggling even doing 2 minutes,
right,
like, you jump on a treadmill with your buddy and right, before you know
and
it.
And it flies by.
It flies by. And before you know it, you're... You've it's got true. Your 15, 20 minutes in, and
it's true. See, I do
go.
5 minutes at the beginning, and then I do a machine. I usually do 2 machines and then 2 on the treadmill. And 2
so you're doing
interval. So I do cross training back and forth. Yeah.
It really takes your mind off of it, because when I even, whether it's on the treadmill or running outside, when I'm running by myself, mm-hmm, the whole time I'm thinking, oh gosh, this hurts. I want to stop. How much longer do I have? You know, should I take a walk break? You know, you're just kind of inside yourself, inside your head. But then when I'm with my running partner, we're doing is catching up and talking about, even we haven't seen it, you know, maybe if we saw each other the day before, it doesn't matter. We're still always something to talk about.
And that's
and
a
chat
good
with.
Sign that you can run and still breathe.
Yeah. Most of the time.
I can't hold conversations anymore. People used to come up and talk to me. Now I do it. I almost fall over. I suddenly get drunk on the elliptical that I can't breathe or form complete sentences, and I have to stop. And then, of course, it loses all the data. Because what I do on the elliptical is I do 3 minutes and then I change directions. And that has helped me to stay on
backwards?
Much longer. Yeah. I'll do it forward for 3 minutes and then the motion of my legs.
I was thinking you put your whole self back.
Oh, no.
You
could.
You can see videos of that on YouTube, like YouTube gym fails. I mean, there's some people really misusing athletic equipment out there.
Right.
But I do that. But what I've started to do is, in addition to the music, I don't necessarily watch the news just because so much of it is negative. But I know
I was just going to say the same thing. I'm like, how does that motivate you?
It's a great distraction. So what I watch is either NESN Sports Center or ESPN Sports Center, and I'm sitting there as though I'm at the game watching it, even though it happened yesterday. I'm on the elliptical going, yes, go, and it's a slow motion replay. So I'm thinking, go. But I'm sitting there engrossed in what's on the screen and celebrating these great moments of people who are great athletes. And I figure if I work out, I can not only become a great athlete, but I could actually stay alive a little bit longer. So I'm as they're running, I'm kind of running, if you want to call it that, just to reach my fitness goals. But that's what I choose to get absorbed in. But I just find myself cheering a little too exuberantly sometimes, and people are looking at me like, you know, that game happened yesterday.
Check out this guy.
I didn't get to see it live. But what I've also found is other people laugh, and then they're smiling. And they stay smiling.
Of course.
Like, look at that guy. I mean, I'm not the idiot clown, but it's just a sharing of good energy.
Right. And that's really important, because we have somebody that is in, anybody from Goffstown will know who I'm talking about. We have a gentleman who runs down the main street in Goffstown. We all call him Superman. If anybody doesn't know his name, they just call him Superman, because he runs down the street. Sometimes in just regular running clothes, and sometimes with a Superman cape on.
No.
Yes.
You've seen Superman.
And he runs with his dog.
And he runs
often.
With his dog. And he, every single car that goes by, he, woo, arm up in the air.
An
he's
older
waving.
Man?
Yeah. He's got, I don't
Watch
know what
you
he is.
Say older. I think he's in his 40s like I am.
I don't know, but Hello? No, he's definitely older than me, and I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, I think he's probably around 50 or so.
That's really kind of what I was thinking. But he's like, I'm thinking he's older than he looks, but I don't know, because he's in great shape. In fact, the funny thing is my running partner was running one day, and she had just finished her, you know, however many miles she was doing, and she was stopping and walking the rest of the way back to her house, and we see him all the time, you know, usually go in the opposite direction, and we wave. So she was walking back to the house, and he would come up beside her, and he's like, come on, I'll run you home. So she's telling me that she's fast, she's really fast, so she's running with him. And she's like, she could not wait to get to her house because he is so fast.
I would just look but at the next so mailbox motivating. And go, oh, here's my house.
Yeah. No, he knows where we live. He's seen us stretching.
And hope I don't get shot running up the driveway going, just don't know. This is my house now.
But my whole point of that is anytime I see him, whether I'm running, whether I'm not running, if I'm in my car and he's hooting and hollering at me and wavering and he's so happy and like, oh, I want to go for a run now. I want to, it just motivates you when other people are happy and motivated while they're working out and cheering you on. And it's infectious. Then you want
to. He creates a moment.
He does. Absolutely.
And I can't help. I'll roll down my windows, even if it's 5 degrees outside, and I'll stick my arm out with my fist raised because that's what he kind of does back to everybody.
Don't you live in Goffstown too, Steve?
I do.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Yeah, and I used to live in Dunbarton for about 10 years. And as I was coming down some of the back roads, which are the ones he likes to run, which are very hilly and everything.
Very
and
hilly.
And he has his dog with him. And he just greets everyone. Oh, this dog is
must
fit.
Must be.
There's an invisible stick with a milk bone hanging on it because this dog is fit and fast.
Yes.
But it's so inspiring to see him out there doing that because not only is he doing it, he's not in the zone. He's so social about it that he just raises everybody's energy level. Just
people
by
are honking.
Driving by him.
You hear people
that's
honking.
That's so cool.
I look out the window and know that Superman's probably coming because I hear people honking. I'm like, there he goes, and people are honking. And I forgot to mention,
it's so important to surround yourself by that type of energy.
It really is.
Especially when you're trying to lose weight and you're having a hard time doing it by yourself, to surround yourself with those like-minded people so that it gets you pumped.
It does get you pumped, and it's so important. It's hard to do it on your own. It's hard to do it with somebody else, but it's always easier to do it with somebody else who's motivating you.
I tell everybody that's on any journey, pick your heroes wisely. Pick the person who's going to give up or gives up regularly because you're going to wind up following suit. And one of my speaking clients is a company down in Rhode Island, and I do a big vision board event for them every year. And one of their team members emailed me recently and said, I've had it. I've been morbidly obese my entire life. This is it. I'm done. I'm going to begin a healthy journey now. Started her own Facebook fan page just to chronicle her journey. And I connected her with one of my recent radio guests who just finished her 200-pound weight loss journey. No surgery. No drugs.
Love it.
Good food, exercise. Took her 3 years. She lost 200 pounds. I connected the two of them so that she's kind of just giving her little nudges. And I said, here's your hero. You haven't met her yet, but here she is. And by the way, she said, I can give you her number. And she called. And she's just rocking this journey because she picked the right people to follow. Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing.
Well, Steve did the same. He did the radio show with us. And then the next day he's like, well, I guess I got to go back to the gym. He's been posting a picture like pretty much every day now since that first.
And that's one thing that keeps me going is that when I get to the gym, I'll take a picture of the sign and I'll post it to Facebook. Now that also means if after 12 minutes, I say, wow, that was a great workout. People can do the math and go, dude, you're only in there 12 minutes. So now when I get home, I say, wow, that was a great workout because it's like a 11-minute drive plus the workout.
We need to take a break. It is Healthy Monday in place of Rocco Boulay, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Lori Gooley is in as well as Steve Gamlin. And Tracy Gregoire is joining me today. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me is Tracy Gregoire. It is Healthy Monday. We have Lori Gooley and Steve Gamlin in for Rocco Boulay, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And, you know, if you are, listening, you listen weekly when Rocco's here or Lori or Steve are here, I just love hearing all the inspirational stories and just sharing positive things about working out and, just getting you going, If you are out there and you are curious about it, call Integrity. I'm telling you, they know what they're doing. And it's different because, believe me, I've joined every other club imaginable.
You're not alone, Carol.
No, I don't know. It's bad. Do you know how many times I'm a rejoin of Weight Watchers? Do you have any idea? Oh, my gosh. I probably would get a prize for that. But, I just want to give a little shout out. I was just, people they text me sometimes during the show, and Tea with Pie, listening to you now while I'm working. One of my friends, Kim.
Tea with Pie sounds better than milk with pie.
Yeah, milk with
it
pie.
It does. That's tea with pie. She's
tea
right.
Tea with pie sounds nice, good. Especially on a nice day like today, you know. But we're not going to talk about pie anymore.
No pie, come on.
Well, let me think another sponsor. How about Ipswich Clam Bake at 791 2nd Street in Manchester, ipswichclambake.com for fresh local seafood and catering.
There you go.
And also Casey's Rib Shack, which is actually very close to Ipswich
right next
Clam
door.
Bake. You can check them both out. Famous Hickory Smoked Award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue, 837 2nd Street in Manchester, and online at ribshack.net.
And they were just voted number one barbecue in the state of New Hampshire.
Were they really?
Casey's Rib Shack. Yes. Yeah, I just saw it the other day. They posted it on Facebook.
Wow. Good for him. Oh, that's awesome.
Been around a long time, and I've enjoyed many meals
years.
There.
I know.
I've eaten my fair share of a cow over there, yeah. Probably a couple
Daryl
of pigs.
Daryl loves their brisket.
Yeah. It's just all good because they do it right.
They do. Yeah. And Kevin takes great, great pride in that. And yeah they do a
I
really
saw
good
his
job.
Beautiful pie he made on Facebook.
Kevin?
No, Daryl.
Oh, Daryl's. Yeah. Wasn't that great?
It was like a professional looking pie. I was impressed.
See, now Tracy does photography. She could take a picture of the pie and none of us would affect our health by eating way too much of it. Last Thursday at Meals on Wheels, I sliced up and portioned out 327 pieces of pumpkin pie.
Wow.
And did not taste one single, I mean, as tempting as it was.
Good job,
and
bravo.
As, 5 pounds of it left over on my apron after wiping my gloves off. I looked at it and I go, this is like a scratch and sniff Thanksgiving apron right now, or
that's
Halloween.
Funny.
I was like, I could leave it in the alley for the cats to lick and enjoy, or no, I'll just put it right in the laundry. I won't. No, it was very healthy, but very tempting.
Cool.
And that's the thing, is just reward yourself when you make the right choices.
Right. Exactly.
Little things at a time. This is not a grand, turn 180 degrees. This is turn 5 degrees. And every other day, turn another degree or two.
And if you do slip up, it's okay to just go right back on. That was a big thing that I've learned with Rocco. Because, in the past, when I would mess up, I'd be like, well, I messed it up, so done. I don't know if age comes with that too, but, now I know it's okay.
It's like the lady that came in and cried in the office with me because she ate chocolate cake for breakfast and was devastated that she ruined the whole day. And I'm like, it's just breakfast.
Yeah. Right.
Make
Continue
a different
on.
Choice. You have the whole day left.
And
to
who
make
is
better
to
choices.
Say, who made the rule that dessert has to come after dinner or, at the end of the day?
When, and
now
actually,
she has more time to burn it
breakfast
off.
Breakfast is actually the best time to eat your dessert because you're moving around and burning that off. You're not eating dessert and then going to bed.
Exactly. You have the whole day to burn it off. So,
but she was pretty devastated about that. I gave her an analogy. I said, if you drop your cell phone on the ground, are you going to stomp on it to make sure it's really busted? Or are you going to pick it up and brush it off and move along?
I like that.
So it's the same with food choices. If you mess up, you're not going to just mess up for the rest of the day now and make sure it's broken.
Right.
Just say, well, I screwed up for breakfast. Big deal. I have, 4 or 5 other meals that I can make better choices, make better decisions.
Exactly.
And so many people this time of the year, it's getting a little colder. It's getting a little darker earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they didn't have the healthiest summer. Maybe they went to a few too many barbecues and didn't do it. Well, so many people will shut down after Labor Day and say, well, okay, you know what? The rest of the year, I'll start again in January.
Yes.
And that's why so many people with their resolutions, first off, they're not specific enough, but then what they do is at January 1st, all they do is from the previous year's list is change the year.
Right.
2016. Yes. And then they, right now you're staring down the barrel of 4 of the biggest eating holidays in the year: Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All
bad.
That's
true.
Could be bad.
Yeah.
A dear friend of mine who's on her weight loss journey now, it was her birthday this weekend. And she started about a week ago, and I'm thinking, okay, cake and all this, everyone's well-wishing.
Mm-hmm.
She took a picture of herself with the cake and said, never touched it. And she listed what she did eat, and I was just so proud of her because
good.
That little, what I call clicks, like the old wooden roller coaster, click, 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 click.
Yep.
When you get to the top, you get to celebrate by enjoying the ride because you did all the work.
Exactly.
Right.
That's true. And that taste so much better than when you actually, when you put it, there's this little saying, I never know exactly how it goes, but you know,
moment that, on your lips versus right. that lifetime on your hips kind of thing.
Something like that. But it's
because
so
it
true.
Is. It's so temporary. Yeah. But that feeling that you get from accomplishing what you want to accomplish is not temporary. It's like every day you get up and you're like, I feel good.
Exactly.
But that was one of the biggest concerns that we used to come. Well, when I coached in the clubs, women would come to me and say, you know, what do I do around the holidays? It's like, well, if you look at it that way, every month has a holiday in it.
Yeah.
So
it's like, true.
But it's the same. You and make you healthy choices, yep, and then you right. make smaller portions, and you're good to go.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Well, it is already the end. Doesn't it go by so fast?
I know, it does.
It flies by like crazy. Do you know what Rocco's saying is?
Between your thoughts and your actions lies the ability to choose. So why not choose to think healthy? How was that, Rocco?
That was perfect. He'd be very proud of you. You're listening to Food for Thought. Up next, Randy Clemens. We're going to talk about cast iron cooking. We'll be right back.